BJ and Jamie.
People need to stop doing this this dangerous stuff for selfies. I mean, another person has fallen off of a cliff.
Yeah, and you know what? It's crazy that Thursday somebody also died, and then I see today over the weekend somebody else died.
Yeah, the college student up in New York that went on top of that, I guess it's some type of a bell tower that at some university. She climbs all the way up there, and she's like, I don't know, 40 feet up or something like that, and probably intoxicated because it was 3 a.m. in the morning. Yeah, more than likely, you're a little buzzed, right? And she gets up there to take a selfie, and she falls. She dies. And now another person, a college student, dies after falling from a cliff while trying to pose for a picture. Look, and people are dying at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
Man,
the Grand Canyon.
A guy on his phone almost caused me to have a big accident on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, I'm headed toward Thornton.
These people died, but go ahead, you.
I'm just saying, you don't know what exactly could have happened.
Okay,
I mean, the guy, I mean, literally comes to a stop on an off ramp in the middle of the road, not on the side,
while he's
sitting there looking at his phone. I'm honking. Moron!
Was he taking a selfie or he's just on his phone?
I have no idea what he was doing. I went zooming by him because I'm still doing 55 miles per hour. I don't expect this bozo to stop.
I told you, my son and I have a game, drunk or phone. I mean, it is, I don't even need to preach, y'all know. When you see that car and you're like, is that a semi-truck actually going to the right? Because, you know, I was driving on interstates and stuff, and the semi-truck, he's going over. I look in that cab up there, he's on his phone. I'm like, do you know that you have this machine that can kill masses, like a lot of people?
It's simple. Put down your phone when you're behind the wheel.
Oh, that
it's
is good.
Very simple.
You know what? That is a good lesson.
Jamie, it's not rocket science.
That's
just
a good
put
one.
It down.
Just put down your phone.
Yeah, what could be so important on that phone that would cause an accident that would be worth it? Nothing. There's nothing.
There's nothing.
You're not that important in the world, okay?
But we've all done it.
I do it a lot less than most people.
I did it over the weekend, and
you
I almost died. Yeah. I was like, what am I doing? I thought, for some reason, I thought I had it, you know, with my knee.
Yeah.
I had the steering wheel with my knee, and it grabbed my phone because I was on a straightaway, and I was like, I got this. I can probably text back. Next thing I know, I'm in the other lane.
Yeah. And you would think that when you use the excuse of, hey, I'm driving a vehicle, I didn't have time, you would think that people would go, oh, yeah, it's probably a smart thing to do. I should probably think of doing that myself. But no, you know what they do? They get angry with you.
Yeah.
I have a couple of people that I will, like, they'll text me or something. Okay, I'm leaving the building. I got to drive home. Whatever. It's going to be 30 minutes, and finally I'll reach back. And they go, hey, dude, man, I've been trying to reach you for the past 30 minutes. And I write back, look, I was in the car. Well, that's no excuse.
Well, they have that thing that, like, my sister has a bounce back. My sister's bounce back says that she's driving and she won't get. How do you do that bounce back thing?
I like it's just that. A setting.
But how does it know I'm in the car?
Well, you said it that way.
Oh, it doesn't just like, oh, no, Jamie's in the car.
No.
I thought it was some brilliant thing like Elon Musk-y, like some kind of weirdness.
No, there's like a whole list of different replies that you can put and you just designate it.
I need to do that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have the voice to text, you know, like and it reads the text in my car.
Yeah.
By the way, did I ever play you the LOL one? That's pretty funny.
The LOL?
Yeah, where my son texted me LOL
800 times. Over and over and over and over.
And we laughed. Do you remember laughing?
It was so funny.
It was so funny.
Yeah, over and over again. It's simple. Put down your phone.
Yeah.
People are dying.
Somebody said, every time I text you you guys, I'm driving my car.
See, that's the problem.
Wow.
You're bragging about it now. You know what? That's bad karma for you.
Oh, it really is. That.
When you start texting in that I'm behind the wheel of a car right now and I'm texting you, you know what? You're setting yourself up for some bad karma.
Will you please tell BJ that he doesn't need to say 3 a.m. in the morning? We know 3 a.m. is in the morning.
Not necessarily. Not everybody knows that. Sometimes you have to go overboard and over-explain it to certain people. 3 a.m. is in the morning.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.